With the news that makes you think, I'm Calvin McCullough. President Trump met with Republican members of Congress on the House Ways and Means Committee on Tuesday to discuss a possible second round and phase of tax cuts. The president said late last month during an interview with Fox News' Maria Bartiromo that the administration would be doing a new tax package this fall in October or possibly sooner. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady said on Tuesday he expected the House to vote on the bill by September. In wake of implementation of the tax overhaul, more than 430 companies have announced pay raises, bonuses, or 401k hikes, benefiting more than 4 million Americans, according to the White House. I'm not pro-Russia. President Trump denied he was pro-Russia and slammed former CIA Director John Brennan in a Fox News interview on Tuesday after Brennan described Trump's news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin as treasonous. He says, "I think Brennan is a very bad guy. And if you look at it, a lot of things happened under his watch. I think he's a very bad person." On Monday, Brennan tweeted that Trump's performance at the news conference rises to and exceeds the threshold of crimes and misdemeanors necessary for impeachment. Former FBI Director James Comey, not wanting to be left out of all of the political nonsense, on Tuesday said history has its eyes on us and encouraged Americans to vote for Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections. Comey, who was fired by President Trump in May, issued a tweet urging Americans to snub Republicans this November. The Republican Congress has proven incapable of fulfilling the founders' design that ambition must counteract ambition, tweeted the former FBI director. All who believe in this country's values must.
And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide. No arms for terrorists and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700.
And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.